Prices keep rising. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got an inflation update on the wholesale level. Producer prices going up 0.8% last month over April, 10.8% higher than a year ago. That is slightly less than March's all-time high, but
expect these gains to continue to feed through to consumer prices. We already saw 0.6% gain in consumer prices that came out Friday, a new 40-year high.
Fox Business Network's Dagan McDowell. The Federal Reserve is analyzing all that inflation at a meeting expected to lead to a big interest rate hike tomorrow. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off two straight massive sell-offs. President Biden will react and talk about the economy later this morning in Philadelphia. Next month, he'll go to Saudi Arabia. Fox's Griff Jenkins at the White House.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirming that President Joe Biden will meet with the Crown Prince in BS amid the highest gas prices here at home ever in history. But Jean-Pierre also downplaying the suggestion that the president's going with an open hand asking for more oil.
To view engagement with Saudi Arabia on energy security as asking for oil is simply wrong.
Before going to Saudi Arabia, the president will visit Israel and the West Bank. Just weeks after the massacre at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school, a scare at a summer camp near Dallas.
Duncanville police say a man walked in the front door armed with a handgun. He allegedly exchanged words with a staff member in the lobby and fired one round. No one was hit.
Peyton Yeager with Fox 4 TV says he then tried to get into a classroom full of children and the gym where more kids were. But as the children were being evacuated, police shot and killed that man. No children or staff or officers were injured. It's going to be dog days of summer-like in much of America. Excessive heat warnings and advisories. Triple-digit temperatures are close to it. Phoenix, St. Louis, Minnesota, Charlotte. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Voters in five states will be going to the polls. In Texas, there's a special congressional election with Republicans hoping to flip what had been a Democratic seat that's now vacant. There are primaries in Maine and North Dakota and South Carolina, where former President Trump is backing primary challengers to two GOP House members for being critical of him. Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Congressman Tom Rice, he voted to impeach the then president after last year's Capitol riot. In Nevada, the focus is on a Senate seat.
Former Attorney General Adam Laxalt is endorsed by former President Trump in the Senate Republican primary. Laxalt isn't just confident about the primary. He's confident he can beat Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in the fall. He told the Fox News Rundown podcast this week,
"We've been building every single day since I got in this race to be able to take on the Reid machine and to be able to flip Nevada."
But the race has tightened in recent weeks between Laxalt and Afghanistan war veteran Sam Brown, who also told the Rundown,
"We're hustling, and I think that's really proven to be beneficial and why we're, you know, knocking on the edge of a major upset."
Three of Nevada's four congressional districts also holding primaries today, currently held by Democrats, are rated toss-ups in the fall. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We mentioned record gas prices earlier. AAA has regular up another fraction, further above $5.01 per gallon. They're close to crowning a champion in the NBA.
The Golden State Warriors are on the verge of their fourth NBA title since 2015.
Golden State blew a 16-point lead, but they have bounced back in a big way. Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
It's courtesy ESPN. Wiggins was solid on both ends of the floor, 26 points and 13 rebounds. Klay Thompson added 21 points. Golden State beat Boston in Game 5 of the NBA Final. Warriors win it 104-94.
That's Bob Mortali. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.